ahead and call the committee to order, and I'll have the secretary visually take the roll. So with that, we have a bill to hear today and two bills to take executive on. Let's begin with our bill to hear, Senator Wolkin, Senate Bill 64.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of committee. Senate Bill 64 is the last of the Sentencing Commission bills to come through the Senate with a fiscal note. This is the bill that modernizes the parole board and directs the board to use a modern decision-making tool, a grid. There's a logjam at the Board of Pardons and Parole, getting people where they need to go. And this bill provides some guidance. And it eliminates, if you look at the fiscal note, we worked really hard to get it as close to zero as we could. It eliminates three out of the six positions, I believe, directly under the board, the parole analysts, with the assumption that having a full-time board member means that the person, we don't need as many people below them. So we just are swapping out three FTEs for another three FTEs. Just a reminder that the Council of State Governments estimated that between Senate Bill 64 and then another one that we passed last week, that there will be about an $18 million fiscal savings over the biennium in the Department of Corrections. Thank you. I'll stand for questions.
Thank you. Are there proponents to the fiscal note? Please beware, we're on the fiscal note.
Good afternoon, Chairman Jones, members of the committee. My name is Adrienne Slaughter. That's S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, Government Relations Director for the Department of Corrections. The department stands in strong support of this bill. We believe it allows us to increase consistent decision-making in the criminal justice system in a fiscally responsible manner. I've also brought our Business Management Services Division Administrator, Pat Schlau, in case there are any questions on the fiscal note. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponents to the fiscal note. Additional proponents. Are there opponents? Opponents. Informational witnesses. Seeing none. Questions from the committee. Senator Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, a question for the sponsor, please.
Senator Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, could you what was the study that showed an $18 million push to the good over the biennium? Who did that?
Chairman Jones, Senator Phillips, the Council of State Governments worked
thank,
with this.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Additional questions? Additional questions? Senator, would you like to close on your bill?
Thank you. I forgot to mention in my opening that our Section D has a work session on funding these bills. Again, the intention is that we find the funding for them within our Section D. We have a work session on Wednesday, and I really appreciate the committee taking a look at this now. These are all moving towards the House, and we'd like to sort of have them move together so we can keep a really good track on the fiscal impact as they move. Thank you.
Thank you. That closes the hearing on Senate Bill 64. And if there's no objection, we will go ahead and roll Senate Bill 64 directly into executive action.
Mr. Chairman, move do pass Senate Bill 64.
It's been moved do pass on Senate Bill 64. Is there any discussion?
Question?
Question has been called for. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show 64 passes unanimous.
Senator Smith votes aye by proxy.
Also, the other Sentencing Commission bill in our folder, let's pull out Senate Bill 60. We have Senate Bill 60 out. Senator Moore.
Chairman, move do pass Senate Bill 60.
Okay, it's been moved do pass on Senate Bill 60. Is there any discussion? Any discussion on Senate Bill 60? Question has been called on Senate Bill 60. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Senator Smith votes aye by proxy.
Let the record show that Senate Bill 60 passes unanimously. Is there any other business to come before Senate Finance and Claims today? With that, members, we are adjourned. Members, we are adjourned. With that,